A very good afternoon from the sports team. The Men's Australian Open final has been confirmed. Number one seed Jannik Sinner will take on number two seed Alexander Zverev. Sinner cruised past Ben Shelton in straight sets 7-6, 6-2, 6-2. But there was some drama on the Rod Laver Arena late in the day. Zverev was angered by supporters who booed Novak Djokovic off the court after the Serbian retired through injury. The 24-time Grand Slam champion says he was struggling with a muscle tear and ended the game early after losing the first set. Zverev thinks the reaction from the crowd was uncalled for.
I think we should stop blaming Novak. Novak has done absolutely everything he could on the tennis court in the last 20 years. Just respect that. There's nobody in this sport's history who has won and who has done as much as him.
Well, he's not wrong there. Tomorrow is women's finals day. Number one seed and defending champion Aryna Sabalenka will play the number 19th seed Madison Keys. Then moving to rugby news, the Hollywood Bet Sharks are back in URC action this weekend. They face Cardiff in Cardiff tomorrow, hoping to end a two-match losing run that saw them lose to Toulouse and Bordeaux in consecutive weekends in the Champions Cup. Ethan Hooker and Jorenzo Julius will start in the centres, which is really exciting. And John Plumtree shares those feelings.
It's going to be nice to see them go together. I guess it is a spotlight on, you know, that midfield combination for the Sharks, potentially for years to come, you know. And I thought it was a good time to put them in to see what they can do. Obviously, having a guy like Swayes, Venter and Lacanio off the bench gives us a little bit of security. But now we're looking forward to seeing how they go.
I'm really excited to see how those two go in the centres. Both of them have shown that they belong at the highest level. Kickoff is 7:15 tomorrow evening. And then staying with rugby to finish, the Blitzbokke have started well at the Perth Sevens. They snuck past the USA 24-19 in their first match and then beat host Australia 10-7 to finish the day unbeaten. And they will take on Argentina tomorrow morning in their final pool match. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.